This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. I want to share with you the Sugya Mem Dalet Amud Beis. This is a fantastic subject. We know that Moitzi Shem Ra pays a knas. So let's just understand for a moment, what's the case, what's the scenario of Moitzi Shem Ra? A man is ma'aris a woman. He then is mechnas al chuppah. It's machlokes whether he now lives with her or not, but let's assume he lives with her. And he says, you know what? She was not a besula, and she had relations after Erison. So if, in fact, the claim is false, he has to pay 100 shekel. But who does he give it to? The pasuk says, Va'anshu oisai mea chesef v'nasnu la'avi hanara. You punish him 100 silver pieces, and he gives it to the father of the Na'ara. Why? Ki hoitzi shemra al basulas Yisrael. He gives it to the father. Why does he give it to the father? He gives it to the father, but she's a Nesua. How could it be that you're paying money to the father, but she already left the reshus of the father? You don't pay, the father doesn't get knas when she's a Nesua. You realize that? They were talking about that the scenario of someone is ma'anis a woman, the knas goes to her, the knas goes to the father if she's a arusa, but not if she's a nesua. Why by moitzi shemra does the father get a knas? You realize what an anomaly that is? The father is getting the knas even though she's already a nesua? So let's put that in the back of our mind for a moment. The Gemara says, "Amam down on the base." Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, "Hamoitzi shemra al hayisoima pater." Someone who's moitzi shemra on a yisoima is pater, because it says, "V'nosnu la'avi hanara prat lezu she'en la'av." You give it to the father of the nara to exclude this one who doesn't have a father. Okay, so the chiddush of Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina is that if you're moitzi shemra on a yisoima, you're completely pater from knas because she doesn't have a father. Now, simply, why you pater? Why you pater? Because it's gzeres hakasuv. In other words, you would think it's stam. It's gzeres hakasuv. If a woman doesn't have a father, you don't pay the knas because it says v'nasnu la'avi hanara. Now, by the way, the Gemara asks a question on that. Rabbi Yossi bar Avin and some say Rabbi Yossi bar Zvida asks that we know v'imayin yamayin aviyah, that's mar be yisayim aleknas. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So Gemara says he asked the question. Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina asked the question. Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina gives an answer that you know when you pay knas to yisayimah if you lived with her and then she became a yisayimah. Now Rava says that you're chayiv to pay a knas to Yosayma, because the fact that we have gzeres hakasuv that excludes geirim, why do you need to exclude geirim? Geirim are automatically Yosayma. So it must be because regularly Yosayma you do pay knas to. Fine. So as we said, the simple reason why if the woman is a Yosayma, you don't pay knas is because it's a gzeres hakasuv. But many achroinim say the following chiddush, that it's not a gzeres hakasuv, it's a svara, that you should not pay knas to, by a moitzi shemra, should not pay knas. It's a svara. Why would that be? Let's see the hafla. Let's start with the hafla. Let me get it up on the screen. Let me get it up on the screen. Do you have it? I sent it to you. Okay, here we go. This is the question of the hafla. I'm Rabbi Yosef Achanina, Hamoitzi Shem Ra'al Yisayma V'chulo. L'chayra ha'yanir ali had the hatam baza. L'chayra would seem to me that the reason is the afagav zoleka yitura, even though there's no extra pasuk, the itzrich legufe diknasa la'avia, the leka lemelef miknas to anis mafata, the hasam hiber shus avia, uzachusa la'avia. Mashenke and hacha v'maitzi shema shikvar nisseis v'yatsam shus avia l'chomili. So, Rabbi Yosef Rachanina says that Moitzi Shemra on a Yosoima is Pater. Now, why would I need the Pasuk, the Hafla says? The Hafla is bothered by your question. Why do I need a Pasuk that says the father doesn't get the Knas? Why would I need a Pasuk that you're Pater from Knas? Oh, I'm sorry. Is it up on the screen here? He says, L'chayor nirli atamazad. The afakav deleka yitura de itzrach legufe de knas alavia. Deleka lamelef miknas de oines umafate. De hasam hi b'rshus avia uzachus alavia. There, she's in the rishus of her father. And the merit belongs to the father. Ma'ashein kein hacha, as opposed to over here, b'moitzi shemra, shikvar nises, she's already married. V'yatsim rishus avia l'chomili. So, it seems like he's bothered. Why do I need a pasuk that you're pater? I'm not going to learn it out from Oynes Umafate. By Oynes Umafate, if there's no father, you're chayiv. So, over here, though, where there's no father, I need a drasha to say you're pater. Mikamakam yeshloimer da adaraba hi hanoisenes. Kivan da alkarcha chada haknas lavia. Lav mishum zuchushi yeshloib habita de kvarneses. The Hafla is saying that the reason why the knas belongs to the father is not that the father has an ownership in his daughter, even though she's already married. El alkarcha meikara da avuha. The knas originally belongs to the father. V'lav mina dida kazachi. He's not zoichin it from her. The chihechi da amra Torah. Just like the Torah says, im emes haya, that if it's true, soiklin oisal pesach besavia. The same way the Torah says that if it's true, let's say she was mezane. Where do we give her skila? We do it by her father's house. Why? Kedei levayshay. V'loyma ru'u gedulim shagidalta. Hachanami here too. Im sheker haya, if it's false, hayu mechuyev litein loy knas. You would have to, you're disparaging him. Umameila debi yisayma loy matzina b'kra chiyev knas klal. In other words, the Hafla is saying a chiddush noira v'atzam. Ready for this chiddush? You would have thought, what's the reason why if a woman doesn't have a father, there's no knas? You would have thought it's gzeiras hakasav. No, it's more than gzeiras hakasav. What would the halacha be that if the rumors are correct, so you stone the girl by her father's house? Why by her father's house? But she's a nesua. The answer is we say to the father, look what you raised. So by the same token, we say that if it's false, you disparage the father. So you disparage the father gets the knas. Meaning the knas of Moitzi Shemra is for the bad reputation you gave the father. It's not that the father has rights in his daughter to collect Moitzi Shemra. It's not that the knas goes to her and the father has a zuchus in that knas. It's that the knas of Moitzi Shemra is directed to the father. It's you disparage the father. So it's not a gzeres hakasav, oh, if there's no father, you're pater. It's, if there's no father, there's no reason to pay it, to pay the Moitzi Shemra. That's what the Hafla learns. Here, look in the Tosfos HaRosh. The Tosfos HaRosh seems to spell out a similar idea, where the Tosfos HaRosh asks, Tosfos HaRosh wants to know, Why is the father Zoicha in the Knas of Moitzi Shemra, but she's already Nesua, and Nesuin is Moitzi Mishusai? Ask the Tosa Rosh, V'yafagav the Nesuin Einon Moitzi Mishusai Avli Inyan Mea Kesef Shemoitzi Shemra. Why doesn't Nesuin take out from the Rishus of the father regarding Moitzi Shemra? He says, Tiritz Rabbeinu Meir Halevi, Mishum Dahasam Moitzi Laz Al Ho'av. The reason why she's not removed from the father's rishus regarding Moitzi Shemra, Rabbi Meir Halevi says, is because you're Moitzi Laz on the father, because people are going to say, Sheyoimru Oru Shazu Gidel, Ulekach Niskeles Nami Al Pesach Besavia, Hilkach Iker Chiyav Hamam and Have Beshvil Genai Ha'av. You hear this, Toys Rosh? The reason why Moitzi Shemra gets the father gets the knas is not like Oines Umefate, where the father gets the knas. By Oinus Umefate, there's a different reason the father gets the knas. The father gets the knas by Oinus Umefate because the father has a zechus in the knas. Remember, we said at the beginning of the parak, of Narish and Espatata, we say Narish and Espatata, Boishta Pagom Knas Shelavia, Vehatsar Betoivsa. By normally, a father has a zechus in his daughter, but not so by Moitzi Shemra. It's not that the father has a zechus in his daughter, it's that you badmouth the father. So it's not the father taking the zechus of his daughter, it's the father getting what rightfully belongs to him. That's how the Tosa Rush looks at it. Let's take a look now at Rabbi Kivager's Kasha. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a wondrous kasha here. Remember, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina holds that you're pater. However, Rava holds your chayev. So Rava proves your chayev. Rava says, why do I need a pasuk that says that gerim are pater from Moitzi Shemra? Of course, gerim are pater from Moitzi Shemra. Of course, Gerim HaPater Moitzi Shemra, because they're Yisoimrim. So Rabbi Kivager asked the following question. Tumuali, HaMikra Del Avi Anara Loi Mimai Davar Elo Demei Atzmai Hukain Da Torah Tzivsa Rak Da HaNasino Yia La Avi Hanara. Ask Rabbi Kivager, why do I need a pot? You're telling me that clearly a Yisoima is Chayiv in Knas? Because if he's pater in knas, why do I need a pasuk that a ger is pater from knas? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger very clearly, the pasuk la'avi anara doesn't say that you're pater from knas. It just says that the father is the one entitled to the knas. And therefore, when there's no father, memelo you'll be pater. But aval inyan chayiv malkus. But what about whether you're chayiv malkus if you're moitzi shemra on a ger? Mehechi teisi lechalik v'lemra dimi yisem pater. Why would I think to say yisem is pater? So I need a pasuk to pater you by besula of gerim. V'mkein itzuch kral de besulas gerim lemayin mechayiv malkus. So Bekiveger is saying the same svar as the hafla. And the same svar that we've been saying, that it's not that the Torah paters categorically a Yisoima from Knas. It's the Torah saying, V'nosnu l'avianara, that the one who's entitled to the Knas is the father. Memela, where there's no father, then you're pater. But that doesn't say that you're pater from Malkus. So maybe I need a pasuk by Ger to exempt you from Malkus. Because the fact that you don't pay knas because she's a yisoima doesn't necessarily exempt you from malchus. So again, we're seeing something very unusual, very original, very novel. That it's not a gzeres hakasov that if someone doesn't have a father, you're not Motzi Shem Ra. It's the Torah saying the address of the Knas for Motzi Shem Ra is the father, because the father is the one who is bad-mouthed. In the Sefer Yoinas Elam, which is a very lumdish Sefer, it's a small Sefer of one of the great Achroinim, who was a great Lamdan, he says, he brings this Chakira. He brings the Chakira whether, he says, Yesh l'safek ima pirush dinismata yisoyma mi parshas oynes kamay boigeres uba'ula dezu she'en la'ava ina b'chal parshazu. In other words, how do we view this? Is it that a Yisoyma is categorically pater, or is it that by Motzi Shem Ra, the father is the address, and if there's no father, so then you have no one to give it to? So the Yoinas Elam takes a completely opposite approach. He says he cannot say like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that really there's a chiyuv, it's just the chiyuv goes to the father, so if there's no father, there's no one to give it to. Because the Gemara does say that what would the halacha be if you live with the girl and then she became a yisoyma? Even Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina holds your chayiv, right? Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina says that if you might say shem ra'ani yisoyma, you're pater. So the Gemara asks, what about v'imayin yamayin? Gemara says v'imayin yamayin is talking about where your might say shem ra about her, you lived with her, and then she became a yisoyma. So ask the Yoinas Elam, if the pshat is that it's not that you're categorically exempt, it's that the father is the address. So then even if the father died after you were Motzi Shem Ra, why would you be chayiv then to give it to her? Where does she get the knas from? In other words, from the fact that the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, from the fact that the Gemara says that if you lived with her and then the father died, you're chayiv, well, why would you be chayiv? The father is still the address. A girl doesn't yarshin a koyach from her father. Okay, I want to end off this segment by sharing with you an amazing diuk of the Meshech Chachma in the Lashon of the Pasuk. When the Pasuk of Motzi Shem Ra, it's very interesting. It says in the Pesukim of Motzi Shem Ra that first he comes, he says she was not a basula, and he places on her a pretext of words. And then when the Torah says that we punish him, it says ki sam alilas dvarim. He placed a pretext of words, and it doesn't say the word la. So the first time by Motzi Shem Ra it says la, the second time it doesn't say la. Says the Meshech Chachma, loiksiv hinehu sam la kamay b'roish hakasav lefi hapshat dehabal soina. According to the explanation that the Baal hates her, v'roitzel hi pater mimena, and he wants to exempt himself from her, b'loi moiha, without a dowry, l'chein moitzi shem ra oleha, ch'may sh'amra avar al v'yahavta re'echa k'may ch'lishbech damim, avol aviha, but the father, toivea mashenege aloi, shehu hoitzi alav shem ra, shehu yimser bita l'znus, v'yach nechena b'chinach parua kezeh, shetivne b'veis aviha. L'chein amar, therefore the father says, v'hinei sam alilas dvarim leimar lo'imot sasli l'bitcha basulim she'yoymer albiti u'masha gadalti oysa she'izinsa acharei shomri oysa b'chinuch toiv hu cherpali k'ilu sam alay alilas dvarim. The Meshech Chachma says something astounding. In the beginning of the Pasuk, The pasuk says, the Baal was some la'alilos tvarim, but when the father comes to Bezin, he says, vihine some alilos tvarim. He doesn't say la. So the Mesh Chacham is explaining, the husband is being moitzi shemra on his wife. So it says, some la'alilos tvarim. But the father, when he's coming to the Bezdin, his taina is not, you badmouth my daughter. His taina is, you badmouth me. Because you said my chinuch was lousy, and because of that, look what I raised. So when the husband comes to Bezdin, so we say over, he's badmouthing the girl, but when the father is taiveya the money, he's saying, give me money because you said I was a lousy father. Says the Meshech Chachma, this explains why Moitzi Shemra is the exception to the rule, where you get Malkus and you pay. Why do you get Malkus and you pay? Normally, you don't pay and get Malkus. The answer is, you're getting Malkus for what you did to her. You lived with her and you badmouthed her. But the $100 fine, the 100 mea kesef, is what you did to the father. So this is not an exception to the rule that you're loikyo mashalim, but it's like malchus to one and mamon to the other one. This is the reason why, very importantly, that if she's a yesoima, you're pater from mea kesef, but you're still chayiv malchus. It's only besulas gerim you're pater from malchus. So it seems like it's a meduyuk in the pasuk. There are two elements of what's taking place here. You're bad-mouthing the girl, but that's not the father's taina. The father's taina is not v'sam la'alilos tvarim. The father's taina is v'sam alilos tvarim. You said bad about me. And that's why at the end of the day, Moitzi Shemra is the one situation where you're going to pay money and you're going to get Malkus. Because you're chayiv Malkus what you did to the woman, and you pay money for what you did to the father. But the bottom line is, we're basically, beneath the surface, it's not just the Gzeres HaKosov, that if a woman is a Yisoyma, you're pater from the Knas. It's that primarily, fundamentally, the Knas belongs to the father. Because the same way, if it's true what the guy said, we're gonna stone the girl by the father's gate to say, look what you raised. So by the same token, the knas is going to go to the father if it was false, because you're bad-mouthing the father. You spoke bad about the father's chinuch. Okay? This was what I wanted to bring out on Daf Mem Dalet. I want to show you a brief something lahalacha on Daf Mem Hey.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.